A U.S. circuit court rules against a pharmaceutical lobbying group in the ongoing fight over 340B drug discounts. Corvallis Clinic asks Oregon for an exemption from the state's oversight process to merge with Optum. And the healthcare industry remains the top target for cyber criminals. It's Thursday, March 14th. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Just Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in 10 minutes or less. A federal court upheld an Arkansas state law that blocks drug makers from limiting the availability of 340B discounted drugs at contract pharmacies. The lawsuit brought by the industry trade group, the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, or PhRMA, challenged Arkansas's 340B Drug Pricing Non-Discrimination Act, known as Act 1103. That law, enacted in May 2021, specifically prohibits drug makers from refusing to supply 340B discounted drugs to contract pharmacies. PhRMA argued that federal law preempts state law and that Act 1103 improperly penalizes drug makers who refuse to distribute to contract pharmacies. On Tuesday, a three-judge panel from the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals disagreed with PhRMA's assertion and ruled that federal law in this case did not preempt state law. In the decision, Judge Michael Malloy wrote that since the beginning of the 340B program, covered entities have worked with contract pharmacies to distribute and dispense discounted drugs because the cost of building or maintaining a pharmacy can be cost prohibitive for these provider organizations. He went on to write that Act 1103 does not create an obstacle for drug makers to comply with 340B, but instead the law makes it easier to comply with the purpose of the program. The penalties outlined in the law, according to Malloy, are aimed at activities that fall outside the scope of 340B, and he writes that Arkansas is deterring pharmaceutical companies from interfering with a covered entity's contract pharmacy arrangement. Healthcare organizations and pharmaceutical companies have been at odds over the federal 340B drug discount program. Eligible healthcare providers have argued that the program allows them to continue providing uncompensated care to low-income patients, while pharmaceutical companies have alleged that it allows program participants, which include many large health systems, to pad their margins. Drug makers in particular have dug in their heels by withholding 340B discounts on medicine distributed through contract pharmacies. It's unclear at this time whether PhRMA will continue to challenge Arkansas's law within the federal court system. Louisiana has a similar law on the books that shields contract pharmacy arrangements, and several other states, including New York, Florida, and Illinois, currently have similar legislation pending. The Corvallis Clinic is asking Oregon state regulators to expedite its proposed sale to a United Health Group subsidiary claiming financial distress. The Corvallis Clinic, based in Corvallis, Oregon, is currently the Mid-Willamette Valley's largest independent physician-led medical group, with more than 100 providers that cover 27 specialties across 11 clinics. The Oregon Health Authority has been reviewing the deal since Corvallis and Optum Oregon filed the intention to merge last December. The financial specifics of the proposed deal have not been disclosed. Attorneys representing Corvallis filed a request with Oregon regulators on Friday, asking for an emergency exemption from the state's material change transaction review. They argue in the filing that the proposed sale to Optum is urgently needed to both preserve the solvency of the clinic and protect the interest of consumers. They write that because Corvallis is not financially stable, it does not have time to undergo a continued regulatory review without further cost-cutting measures, and that an ongoing review would negatively impact care or could force the clinic to close its doors. The filing, however, is redacted in parts, and it's unclear exactly when the Corvallis Clinic would become insolvent and what factors are exacerbating its financial instability. The Oregon Health Authority, or OHA, is currently collecting public comments on the emergency request. This is the first proposed purchase of a physician group by Optum in Oregon that's subject to a new state law that grants the OHA the power to block deals if it determines that they would harm healthcare in the state. Optum is the nation's largest employer of physicians, with nearly 90,000 employed or affiliated physicians, along with 40,000 advanced practice clinicians. It added nearly 20,000 physicians to its ranks last year alone. Healthcare organizations were the hardest hit by ransomware attacks in 2023, according to a new report from the Federal Bureau of Investigations. The data comes from the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center, or IC3. The division received more than 2,800 complaints identified as ransomware, which caused adjusted losses of nearly $60 million last year. Of those 2,800 complaints, nearly 1,200 were from organizations considered to be part of the critical infrastructure sector. Healthcare and public health groups had the highest number of complaints at 249. That was followed by critical manufacturing with 218 complaints and government facilities with 156 complaints. The number of attacks on the healthcare sector are growing. According to the IC3, in 2022, there were 210 complaints from healthcare and public health organizations, and in 2021, there were 148 complaints. Healthcare organizations are attractive targets for cyber criminals since they can halt operations at facilities until a ransom is paid. They can also sell private patient information on the black market. The most significant healthcare cyber attack so far this year is a ransomware attack that targeted United Health Group's Change Healthcare subsidiary, one of the nation's largest medical claims processors. Since mid-February, Change's services, including billing and prior authorizations processing, have been offline. Chip Kahn, CEO of the Federation of American Hospitals, told Axios that some health systems are losing roughly $40 to $50 million per day as a result of the ongoing outage. This has been Gist Healthcare Daily from Kauffman Hall. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the podcast. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at gisthealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The Gist Weekly.